What is the Council of Europe's main theme on Data Protection Day?
Data Protection Day is about raising awareness. It's a Council of Europe invention. It's celebrated every year on the 28th of January, which is the anniversary of our convention, the Convention 108. It was decided some 6 years ago that it would be celebrated every year. It's now a worldwide event. It's called Privacy Day on the other side of the Atlantic. And everybody, every expert, every government, every civil society and the private sector get together to make sure that people, the what we call data subjects, are aware of what is happening with their data. So it's really raising the awareness of everybody on what's happening with our personal data. This year, it's an important Data Protection Day for us because it corresponds to a crucial stage in the modernization of our convention. And the convention we have, which is 31 years old, is a convention which is general, which aims at protecting every individual. And we're trying to address the new threats to our data protection by new technologies in particular. And we are there to have a multi-stakeholder consultation on that day to check if the text we're proposing is corresponding to everyone's interest and the need to enhance this protection.
Do you think that the average consumer has good reason to be worried about the security of his or her personal data?
They have good reasons. At the same time, one of the main problems is that they're not even aware of the fact that their data is being processed, is being transmitted to processes they don't even know. So there again, the idea is to raise awareness, to make sure that the people know what their rights are, how their data should be protected. And one of the main threats that is reported nowadays is a threat in terms of security of their data. And this is a very real threat. Nevertheless, we shouldn't be scared of it. I mean, it's our life. We need to go on the internet. We need to buy things there. And the more we do that, the more we have our personal data there to be hacked.
Clearly, your concern is what happens to data once it goes online and whether companies are able to maintain the security of this data. We've seen last year the incident at Sony and in other places, how difficult that could be. But is there also an issue to do with who is processing or which companies are processing the data?
Yes, the scale of the volume of data which is there available to those firms is incredible. But the obligations, the security obligations in particular, are there for any processor of data, except that for those big firms, they have privacy officers dealing with that. They have means which other little firms wouldn't have. And I think they take it much more seriously because they are the obvious targets of those hackers. So they are really taking this obligation, which is a security obligation of the data they hold. They are taking it seriously and they're putting the means to make sure that privacy by design, for instance, is considered. And in their processing operations, they're making sure that privacy can be protected.
Are these firms under obligations not to transfer details to other companies, not to trade information?
There again, I think it goes back to this problem of awareness and the fact that those firms, they have an obligation of transparency. You, as an individual whose data is being processed, you need to know who has your data, why they have it, what they're doing with it, and if they're selling, that's a possibility, or transmitting it to anyone. This is something you have to be aware. They cannot disclose your information without your consent, without you knowing. So there again, there is a framework, there are some protections.
What are the emerging issues concerning data security and protection that the Council of Europe wants people to be aware of on Data Protection Day?
The security principle is an old principle. It was in the convention at the beginning, and the processor have the obligation to make sure that the data is not destructed, is not transmitted, disseminated, I think is the term, and is not accessed by someone who's not authorized. So this is the principle we already had some 30 years ago. Now what we're trying to work on in the modernization is that if for any reason those security measures are breached, that the person who's concerned by this be made informed of that. So it's something we're proposing in the modernized version of the convention. And I think another big aspect which is linked to it is really the obligation of transparency on the firms, that not only firms, it's also the public sector, but on anyone who processes your data. You need to be really aware of the fact that they have your data, why they have it, what they're doing with it, and if it's transmitted to anyone.